Well, my name is Priscilla. You have reached the Department of Public Health, the Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near to you?
No, I found the testing site. The problem is I can't make an appointment on it.
You mean about the vaccine?
I mean for the vaccine, yes.
Okay.
This is the CVS location.
Okay, ma'am, the vaccine registration line, it is a different number. I can give you the number if you want to write down.
Honey, I've been going on this for 45 minutes. I have called every number. I've even found the pharmacy that has it. It's a CVS pharmacy. I try to go on there. So I'm checking it out for my son, who is a high-risk person, and it doesn't give that listing. And I can't make an appointment without having that listed. I can lie and say he's over 65.
Okay.
I can lie and say he has whatever else on there, or he can. I'm not doing it for him. I'm getting information for him.
Okay,
but
ma'am.
That's not a risk.
Just to explain to you, here is the coronavirus hotline. We inform locations for you to get to be tested for the coronavirus, okay? Like I say, for the vaccine, the registration line is a different number. I can give you the number if you want to write down, or you can visit the websites. That is the adph.org and the cdc.gov.
Okay, I'm sorry. Give that to me again. I'm running out of paper writing numbers on. I'm in the state of Alabama.
The vaccine registration line is 855.
Okay, 855. I'll call them. I hadn't talked to them today. Okay, 855.
566.
566.
5333. Yes, ma'am. Like I say, if you need more information, you can visit the websites, the adph.org and the cdc.gov.
I've been there. Yeah, been there already. Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Have a good day.